Ketchikan School Board and representatives from the local tribal government met Wednesday to share a meal and discuss improving education for Ketchikan's students. Among the top priorities for Ketchikan Indian community is addressing the disproportionate educational outcomes for Alaska Native students. Alaska Native students' graduation rates and test scores have lagged significantly behind the Ketchikan district's average on a consistent basis. Tribal Council President Gloria Burns acknowledged that not every student will graduate high school. She says some will find success in a trade, for example, but
there has to be a plan to make sure that there's 100% success rate. And because there's not 100% success rate yet, but there will be. You know, that's the mindset that we're looking to be in. We want 100% success rate.
One potential solution the tribal council shared was to better integrate Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian culture into daily curriculum that goes beyond performance art and crafts.
When we're talking about culture, we aren't talking about song and dance. Although song and dance is great and all the kids love it, and we're not necessarily talking about the food or the medicine, which is great and it's integral to our spiritual and social, you know, all of our needs. But there are traditional values that we have as Indigenous people.
She referenced the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska's Southeast traditional tribal values, like patience, environmental stewardship, and holding each other up.
And one of them is humor and what that looks like. And we just want to see those embodied in our districts.
She pointed to the Tonga School of Arts and Sciences, that's a public charter elementary school within the district, as an example for other schools to follow. School board member Diane Gubatayo said she shared that priority. She suggested integrating some Sea Alaska Heritage Institute materials into the elementary school reading curriculum and discussing the oftentimes tragic history of colonization.
And as the parent of Native children, I don't want just tag on classes, I guess is how I put it. I really hope that we integrate the culture into our curriculum in a meaningful way that will be for perpetuity.
School board member Paul Robbins Jr. said success for all students was a laudable goal and agreed that there's work to be done, but he says there's only so much the district can do.
But there's so much about the dropout rates that has to do with the family situation at home, the socioeconomic situation, the parents, that we just can't affect.
Some tribal council members voiced their agreement, saying some families struggle with things like drug addiction or homelessness. Burns suggested one part of the solution could be for tribal members to volunteer to serve as adult mentors, or aunties, as she put it, for struggling Native students. Much of the meeting focused on funding, how the district could better consult with the tribe on how federal education funds are spent on things like teachers' aides, early childhood education, and school lunches. Burns again.
We have to figure out what the most meaningful way for us to have the input back and forth to create measurable outcomes for all of our kids looks like.
She asked the board to consider taking free training from the National Indian Education Association to better understand the rules for tribal consultation instituted under the Obama-era Every Student Succeeds Act. Though public notice requirements prohibited the school board from taking immediate action on the tribe's suggestions, President Kim Hodney said the tribe's input had not fallen on deaf ears.
From here, we will be better in the next quarter, and we will be better after that.
Interim Ketchikan Superintendent Melissa Johnson attended the meeting, but as an elected member of the tribal council, she says the district is piloting a new evaluation program to ensure teachers follow Alaska's state cultural standards. Burns said that while the discussion centered on how to help Native students succeed, integrating Southeast tribal values into education would help all students better understand their home.
I just like to repeat what Liz Medicine Crow always says, is what's good for a Native child is good for every child.
Tribal officials say they plan to issue a letter with their suggestions for the school district later this month. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.